Well, I think we need a different chant. I think we need to, hey, hey, ho, ho, Bill 37's gotta go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Bill 37's gotta go. Bill 37, gotta go. Hey, hey, oh, oh. Bill 37, gotta go. Hey, hey, oh, oh. Okay, sisters and brothers, the Union of BC Indian Chiefs have sent a message of solidarity to the HEU. Sisters and brothers, while we stand here to show our support for healthcare workers in the fight of their lives, there are a couple of people, a couple of women who fight on our behalf day in and day out against those 77 Liberals. I want to introduce them to you. Carol James, Joy McPhail, and Jenny Kwan. There is one other sister that fights day in and day out on our behalf in a different house in Ottawa, Libby Davies. And we want to make sure in this federal election that we send Libby back to Ottawa to send a message from workers in British Columbia, along with a hell of a lot of other new Democrats sending along with her. Sisters and brothers, this provincial government has a seemingly endless list of targets these days. One recent victim of their cold-hearted attacks has been the BC Women's Centres. Shame. In fact, our next speaker recently found herself arrested, handcuffed, hauled off to jail after demanding this government stop its attacks of women's services in this province. Thankfully, common sense prevailed and the Crown threw those charges out, and she is a free woman this day, able to come and join us today to talk to us about what this government's cruel policies have done to women around this province. Please give a warm welcome from the Vernon Women's Centre, the spokeswoman from the Coalition of BC Women's Centres, Deb Critchley.